It's great to be here with you today. Thank you so much for the opportunity of allowing us to come and share with you this morning. It's great to be here, actually, because we Serena and I live in Wellingborough, Northamptonshire, and but about 13 and something years ago, we moved up to Wellingborough from Dorset. So we used to live over Three-Legged Cross, for those of you who know that area. So our parents are still in the area. And we used to come to Swanage for day trips. So it's great to come back here and spend a little bit of time, fleeting time, with you here. So thank you for allowing us to come along. Thank you for supporting the work of MAF as well, as I know many of you do here, and I know as a church. And also through Alan and Wendy Fellingham, who used to be with you, I know, and the work that they used to do. So it is, it's special for us to come in and share with you this morning as well. So what is MAF? There you go. I've got to work out where to... Do I point this up there? Or anyway. Oh, down there. Oh, at the back. Oh, okay. That's why it wouldn't work when I was pointing up there then. what is MAF? MAF is a Christian mission organization that flies small aircraft, light aircraft, into developing countries, taking aid, taking relief, taking personnel, taking the good news of Jesus through word and deed. And the word is sharing with others what the Lord Jesus has done in our lives at any opportunity that we get to do that, but also the deed is the actual act of flying these aircraft into remote places. Over 130 aircraft MAF has now, flying in over 30 countries throughout the world. Every 3 minutes, an MAF plane takes off or lands somewhere in the world. And it was the reading we heard just now from the Good Samaritan. It fits in so well with the work of MAF and what MAF is all about. Here in the Good Samaritan, as we heard just now, we have a man who's walking from A to B and beaten and left for dead, effectively, on the roadside. He's a vulnerable person. And along comes the Good Samaritan and offers three things: help, hope, and healing. And MAF exists to offer help, hope, and healing in Christ's name to vulnerable people around the world. And the help, hope, and healing that we offer comes in many forms, as I say. It comes in forms of medical help. It comes in forms of supplies or personnel. But the important thing about MAF is partnership. And in the Good Samaritan, we have this partnership that sometimes we don't recognize, because we have the Good Samaritan and the donkey working together in partnership. And people often, you know, people, bless them, have come to me and said, you know, MAF, you're real Good Samaritans. And we don't see ourselves as that. We see ourselves as the donkey. Please don't call us donkeys. We've been called worse. But you see, it's the donkey brings the Good Samaritan to the man that needs the help, hope, and healing. And MAF exists to bring the Good Samaritans, and we'll see and hear a few in a moment about the partners that we work with, the tear funds, the Christian aid, the church itself out in Africa and South America and Asia, taking pastors, flying pastors to see their congregation, evangelists to go out and spread the good news to the remotest parts of their countries. MAF of the donkey taking the Good Samaritans. And we fly to some interesting places and remote places around the world. And often people say, well, why do you go there? Why do you fly to those places? Well, this will give you an idea why. This is in Liberia. This is the main road that goes from Monrovia in Liberia to pretty much the rest of Liberia, actually. It's the only road. It's the M25 in Liberia. And you can see the challenges that there are. The challenges of getting just from A to B by road. And then people look at that, and people come and they said, well, you know, what you really need is a big lorry. A big lorry would do it. No, it wouldn't. Because that's what happens with a big lorry. So, and that is not just, that's in Liberia, but that is actually replicated in South Sudan, in parts of Uganda, in the north of Uganda, in Tanzania. These are the challenges that there are for people to get around those countries to take that help, hope and healing. So the only quick way often is by air, and often in many of these cases the only safe way is to travel by air. To get to these remote places, and these are just some of the, to give you an idea of the sort of places that MAF fly to. You can see this landing strip. Sometimes we land just on flat pieces of dirt, but that wouldn't be much fun to show you those. So this is actually on the top of a mountain, literally, either side. There's a sheer drop. We stayed at the Pint Hotel last night, and I believe that this, it looks a little bit like this at the back. The sheer drop either side, and at the end, it's a sheer drop as well. That's the sort of landing strips we're landing on. I don't know if you like roller coasters, but that might be one for you. That's in Kalimantan in Indonesia. That plane is actually taking off. It's what we call a one-way strip. So they actually come in and land going uphill. And they touch down at the bottom of the picture there. They keep the power on at the level bit and the top bit to get to the top. At the top, there's just enough room to climb out and literally push the aircraft round. So it's facing downhill and then take off downhill. You know, people say, well, that looks really good fun. And that's, you know, that no wonder pilots go and fly. And it's true. But, you know, the serious point of this are the people that's at the top of the hill. That's why MAF do what we do. The aircraft are purely a tool to enable us to take the love of God to a hurting world. And although it looks fun and it looks exciting, unless you happen to be a passenger sitting in there, it looks fun and exciting. Actually, the serious part are the people that's at the top of the hill. This is in Papua New Guinea, and I shared briefly about this earlier at the early service. This is in Papua New Guinea. This Papua New Guinea is probably the hardest place for MAF to fly because of the valleys, the mountainous areas. We've lost more pilots, sadly, in Papua New Guinea. More pilots have died through accidents in Papua New Guinea than any other program that we've had over the years that MAF has been going. It's an incredibly difficult place to fly. This is a community. It's very difficult to... It's difficult to see. Is there a laser on this one? At the top there? Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. There's a community there. There's a little landing strip just nestled in there. You can see from that there's no roads and no access to there at all. This is a little stream running up there. Underneath the landing strip, there's some tiny little white dots, which are actually, it's a community. There's 600 people living in this community. And those 600 people have the same needs that you have and I have. They have the same spiritual needs, the same needs for health needs, the same food needs, nutrition needs, exactly the same needs that you have and I have. This community is 5 miles away from the next community in Papua New Guinea. And we worked out this morning that was probably Corfe Castle from here. So if you wanted to get from here to Corfe Castle, you could drive it, I know, because we went in Corfe Castle yesterday on the way back. You could drive it quite easily. Can't get through it so easily driving at the moment, because so I believe. But you can drive there. Somebody this morning said you can walk to Corfe Castle. Wow. So you obviously used to walking a lot around here, but obviously I'm not. But you can walk to Corfe Castle from here. It's not that difficult to get from here to Corfe Castle. In this Papua New Guinea, to get from this community to the next community, which is the same distance as you going from here to Corfe Castle, takes 4 days walking. The other thing to put in the mix is that there's no medical help here. The medical help is in the next community. It's a Baptist mission doctor working in the next community. So you wake up in this community in desperate need of medical attention, then what do? You wait for the doctor to come to you, or you go on a makeshift stretcher, be carried over difficult terrain for 4 days to get to the doctor. That is the reality of life in the developing world. But you could climb into a tiny little MAF plane, and it would take you from that community to the next community. And the journey time would not be 4 days, it would be 10 minutes. That's the difference these aircraft are making around the world. But I said MAF is about partnership and just some of the partners. MAF last year worked with over 1,500 different partners. And that's the beautiful thing about the work. Many of them, the vast majority of those partners, Christian organizations, people coming together to show the love of God around the world. And that partnership not only is overseas, it's with churches and individuals here as well, working together to show the love of God around the world. I just want to share a couple of stories about some of those partners, if I may. We shared this morning about work with Wycliffe Bible Translators and also Bible Society. We work with the Gideons, we work with Scripture Union, many other organizations. But one of the greatest, I suppose, privileges of working or the work we do within MAF is Bible translation. Literally taking the good news of Jesus to a hurting world. It's amazing how many people and communities around the world do not have any of the scriptures in their own language. Even today, many, many. And the work that Wycliffe do particularly and other translation organizations is absolutely amazing. They go into a community and they live in that community and work in that community. We've just started with New Tribes Mission in Papua New Guinea, and they've just reached, literally in the last 6 months, believe it or not, they have reached a new community that's never been reached up in the mountains, never been reached by the outside world. Today, in 2014 was then. And they go in and the first thing they do is live with the community to learn the language. And once they've learned the language, they actually have to work out a word for chair, because there's no such word in that language for chair. So they have to come up with what a word that people will understand for chair. And then they can start to translate the scriptures. And the work of MAF is to support them whilst they're there. Because they're often in very remote places, to support them with the materials to do the work they need to do with any food requirements or requirements to build homes. This, with New Tribes, we've just literally flown everything in there to build 3 homes for the families that are actually living amongst this community. And also to be there to support them, to bring them home when they need to come home and have their rest for medical evacuations. So important to them that we're there to support them, that we can get them in and out. And then, of course, we get the privilege of flying for the first time the Bibles into that community, often many, many, many years later. We shared this morning about the group of people called the Kimyao people in Indonesia. And if you want to see an amazing video, Andrew's got it on his iPad, there you go. Andrew's got it on his iPad, and it's an amazing video of this community of people waiting in celebration for the MAF plane to come round the mountains, land with the first ever scriptures in their language. And you know, if you have lost the joy of opening up these scriptures, watch that video and see grown men in tears when they get to open those scriptures for the very first time. It's an amazing privilege to see that happen. And for us as an organization to work with these other partners to see that happen and be a part of that is an incredible privilege. The work that MAF does is there to overcome the barriers, literally, by taking in food in famine relief situations, by medical evacuations, both for national staff and missionaries, and just being there to be able to evacuate people to help. And supported missionaries, as I say, with whatever they need, organisations that are going out to serve God, to be there. You know, without those organisations, there'd be no need for MAF. But without MAF, many of them will tell you they could not do their work in many of the places that they actually do it. So it really is this partnership of coming together. And then this work that we do with organisations, with MedAir, with Christian Blind Mission, with Christian Mission Aid, to restore people's sight. Cataracts is the biggest cause of blindness in the developing world. And yet, it's a relatively simple operation to put right in the developing world as it is in this country. The challenge is getting the people out there who can do the operations, getting them to the people. And on a regular basis with these organisations, we will fly eye safaris, where we will load up an aircraft, if needs be, with a temporary operating theatre, and fly into a remote location somewhere out in the field. In Africa, we do it an awful lot, in northern Uganda, South Sudan, and we're doing it in South America an awful lot, and parts of Asia. And the stories that we get from there are quite remarkable. In one occasion, when the aircraft landed, there was a queue, and it was a remote mission hospital. There was a queue in excess of 300 people waiting for this team to come. Many of them had walked for days. Many of them had heard through the various organisations working in their villages, the communities, had heard that MAF were going to be there at that time with CBM to carry out this eye safari, this eye surgery clinic. Over 300 people there. One man was blind in both eyes and would be led down to the waterside in his village to wash by his brother, and led back to his hut after that and told to sit there for the day. Because of the campfires that were burning, they couldn't trust him to walk around the village. And yet he walked, bringing his brother to guide him. And he walked 100 miles to where that plane landed. Now, that's quite a lot to walk 100 miles, I think you'll agree. It's a lot in this country to walk 100 miles on tarmac roads. This man walked 100 miles over rough jungle terrain, and he'd done it blind. And he walked 100 miles back, and he could see out of one eye. One eye couldn't be saved, it was too late, but one eye could. There was a 35-year-old mother of two young children. She'd never seen the faces of her two young children through cataracts. And yes, she walked, bringing her two young children, bringing a family friend to guide her, and she walked for 7 days to where that plane landed. And in the words of our pilot, who was there at the time, he said, "You could not express the joy in her face when the bandages of her children for the first time." That's what God is enabling to happen around the world. He's using people, he's using partners, he's using people called to go and do this work around the world. And to bring you up to date now, and for your prayers, the latest country that MAF are opening up in is Liberia. Liberia, as you'll know, still with the Ebola crisis there. We were due to open there beginning of the year, but because of Ebola, it caused some issues in terms of delay in that. But we have now been asked to go in with the aircraft and actually help initially with the Ebola crisis in Liberia. And we've got two families who are about to go there. One is a Dutch pilot and his young wife and three young children, and they won't go until Ebola has gone because of the young children. But another couple, Margaret, Emil and Margaret Kundik, who have been with us for 20 plus years, They were in Uganda. They were waiting to go. I can now confirm that they have now arrived in Liberia to start the work for MAF. So your prayers for them, Emil and Margaret. The base that we've got planned in Liberia is exactly on the compound that the main Ebola clinic is at. So there's a lot of challenges there. And prayers very much needed for Emil and Margaret as they go in and start the work there to help in the Ebola crisis. Let me go back, if I may, to the Good Samaritan, because I believe that God wants to challenge us this morning here. Yep, they looked the same this morning when I said that as well. You know, God wants to challenge us a little bit. There's two other people in this Good Samaritan story, particularly that I want to share about, the priest and the Levite. And the priest and the Levite both done something that, if I'm honest, I guess we've all done in our time. They walked on by. And you know, people have often said, yeah, well, you know why they walked on by? Because this guy, he rolled off the side of the road and he down under a bush or whatever, and you know, that's, they just didn't see him. Well, if you read the scriptures, Jesus doesn't leave that option open, because he says when they saw the man, he walked on by. And then other people have come up and said, well, they were justified not to get anywhere near him because they were religious men and they probably thought he was dead, and if they, as religious men, touched a dead man, then that would have defiled them and it would have caused them all problems and lots of ways to justify walking on by. And I guess sometimes in life we can find lots of ways to justify walking on by. And maybe today God is just touching you somehow about, are you walking on by? About mission, perhaps. People often say to me, mission, you know, mission is fine for you guys. It's not for me. Well, Jesus said mission is for everyone. The Great Commission is go and make disciples of all nations. So the question is, where is our mission field? That doesn't mean that we're excluded from mission. Maybe it's about MAF today. I want to, first and foremost, say if God is challenging you today about MAF and becoming more involved in MAF, the most important way you can do that is through prayer. And prayer underpins everything that MAF does. And you can pray corporately, you can pray in your groups, but you know, it would be great for you to be praying every day. We have a prayer diary that comes with the magazine that we send out, and every day for 3 months, a tiny little prayer that we'd love you to lift up on behalf of MAF. If you don't get that magazine, then please, at the end of today, if you do nothing else, at the end of the day, if God has touched your heart today, please fill out one of these cards. We send you a welcome pack with a magazine, and the prayer diary will come through every quarter. And just at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, just lift that prayer up, that short prayer up on behalf of MAF. I'd encourage you to do that today. And the other is people. You know, maybe God is challenging you today, and maybe you think, I've walked on by mission, and really God is challenging me to get involved in this. You know, we want people. Now, not only overseas, but let me say, we're not just pilots and engineers. We have finance people, we have accountants, we have IT people, we have teachers, we have builders serving overseas. People often say, oh, it's not for me, I don't fly a plane. Tell them, oh, what do you do? You'll do. We can use you. So maybe that is, well, maybe it's volunteers. You know, Roger is our church rep here, and we're grateful for all that Roger does here in the church, raising the profile of MAF. But, you know, we're after speakers to come and do this in this area, to come and share about the work in this area. So maybe God is challenging you here about that. But to finish, let's move away from the challenge of MAF. Because if you feel led to today that God is saying to you, you're walking on by at MAF, do come and see us about that. But I believe God is saying today that people are walking on by. And it could be anything. It could be to do with the getting involved here in the church. Could be getting involved in some of the other activities that we've heard about in the notices. It could be that God has put that thought in your mind time after time after time, and every Sunday you come, and you know, normally I think what tends to happen, we come and we have that thought and we think, I'm going to speak to Andrew at the end of the service today about, I feel God is calling me to get involved in this ministry. And at the end of the service, over the tea and coffee, you know, Andrew's talking to somebody else, then he's talking to somebody else, he's talking to somebody else, and you think, I'll do it next week. And next week comes and exactly the same happens. And maybe you here today, and I think God is saying today, the time is now to stop, like the Good Samaritan, and to say, God is calling me to serve in this ministry. God is calling me to reach out to these people. God has put this on my heart that we should be doing here in Swanage or here in the church. So I want to leave that challenge with you this morning. The challenge of MAF, and maybe it's to do with mission, and mission is for you. And even if it is praying through the prayer diary, please do take that up and complete that card today. But the bigger picture that I believe is God is calling people into something today. It's a lovely place you live here, you know, in Swanage. Wonderful. But, you know, you still have a part. You are part of God's plan in your life. And you still have that part to fulfill that God is calling you into. And maybe today, the words for you that God is saying is, don't walk on by today. Can we just bow our heads just briefly? Just in this moment, and Roger's going to come and pray in a moment, I know, but just at this moment, just to take that time, just quietly in our minds now, to get serious really about what it is that God actually wants for us in our lives. It doesn't matter how old we are, it doesn't matter how young we are. If we're still breathing, God has got something for us. And just to take that moment, Father God, I just pray at this moment that you would just reach out to whoever here and just say to them now, at this quiet moment, to stop. To stop walking on by and to actually be like that Good Samaritan, to climb off of that donkey and to offer that help. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that whoever it is, whether and whatever it is, whether it's filling out those cards to pray for the work of MAF, whether it's seeing Andrew to discuss a ministry, something that you've dropped on people's hearts time and time and time again, and we haven't done anything with it, I just pray now that this day, this moment, that this will be the day that they can look back on and say, this was the day that I stopped. I stopped walking on by, and this is the day that I started to fulfill what it is that you have for me to do. In Jesus' name, amen.